The Naked Gourd program proudly presents the one, the only, Groucho Marx from Pabst Blue Ribbon Town. This originally aired February 5th, 1944, so sit back and enjoy the great Groucho, and visit www.nakedgourd.org for very more Groucho Marx, as well as classic and modern comedy.
Ah, Gene, that sentimental song brings back such memories.
Memories, Groucho?
Yes, memories. You know, Gene, it was just 100 years ago that Pabst got started as a little brewery on the hill here in Milwaukee.
100 years ago? Were you there, Groucho?
What do you think I am, a century plant?
I was only teasing. I bet Milwaukee in those days was quite a rough and tumble town.
Yes, in 1844, Milwaukee was a typical pioneer outpost, defending itself from Indian raids and living by the code of the six-shooter.
Sounds terribly exciting.
It was, but just the thought of it brings out the fighting pioneer blood in me. Oh, give me a horse and a rifle. Preferably a horse who knows how to shoot a rifle.
A horse and rifle. Somehow I can't picture you with either one.
Is that so? Well, I used to spend 2 hours every day in the saddle. Then one day a terrible thing happened.
What's that?
Somebody put a horse under it. Ah, just thinking about Milwaukee of 100 years ago excites me. You know, I come from pioneer stock.
I never knew that, Groucho.
Oh, yes. I was born in a log cabin with a red roof. Medical history proves that I was the only baby ever to be born with a red roof. But I was meant for those good old pioneer days of Milwaukee, where men were men and women were women. I guess they're pretty much the same today.
Groucho, what's that dreamy look that suddenly come over you?
Ah, Gene, I can just see myself living in the Milwaukee of 100 years ago. A brave young pioneer making his way, fighting, living, loving.
Milwaukee, 100 years ago, a sprawling, dusty pioneer town. And out of the west comes a man, riding, riding, riding. A man who is the rootinest, tootinest, shootinest pioneer that ever fell off a horse. G. Boone Marx. And spying a beautiful Indian girl, he draws his horse to a stop, and with a grim look of determination on his face, asks the one question that has been on his mind for months. The one question that may well end his 200-mile journey by horseback.
Excuse me, Indian girl, but do you know where I could buy a box of Kleenex?
How, stranger? How, stranger?
I don't know how. That's why I'm asking you.
You don't understand. White man, how mean hello in Indian language? What's that, white man?
That means hello in any man's language. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm G. Boone Marx, the roughest, toughest pioneer in this here part. What's your name, Indian gal?
Me called Sunset in the Evening.
Is that so? I knew your father, Broma Seltzer in the Morning.
Please do not make fun of me. Me a Blackfoot Indian.
Well, you wouldn't have that trouble if you wore shoes.
Oh, you no understand. Blackfoot, very rich Indian tribe. Me have hundreds and hundreds of fine cows.
Yes, you also have a couple of mighty fine calves. That's the wrong dress for that joke. Yes, you're a... Yes, you're a mighty party Indian gal, Indian gal. Stick around, I'll see you later. I gotta go in the hotel here and freshen up.
Be careful, stranger. Hotel have many tough men. No like strangers.
Is that so? Then I'll go in a shooting. Here I go.
Careful thou, stranger. You just grazed my head. I said careful thou. You just grazed my head again.
Say, I think I'll bring my horse over. Your head makes mighty fine grazing.
You're getting too gay, stranger. It ain't a healthy for dudes like you in Milwaukee.
Shucks, I don't have to worry. I'm the best shot in Milwaukee.
You are?
Yeah. I'm the only man in town who can shoot the yolk out of a new-laid egg without disturbing the hen. Some yolk, eh, kid?
I say there, would you care for gloss, dear?
Must be English ale. Why, thanks, partner, but how come you're giving out free beer?
I just started a brewery, the Pabst Brewery. And I want people to get to know my beer. I make it myself. Down the street, in that building with the flat roof.
Flat roof? The only building I see has a big round dome on it.
Oh, darn, I put too much yeast in my beer again.
Neighbors, the founder of Pabst really wasn't an Englishman. That's the only dialect Don Brewster can do. And there's nothing Arm Brewster won't do for an extra $3.
Stranger, I wait for you outside, but you don't come. Don't you like Indian girls?
Like you? I'm plumb crazy about you, Indian gal. Marry me.
Me don't know whether me should marry with you. Me always wanted man who look 'em heap strong, heap handsome.
Well, don't I look heap strong, heap handsome?
No, you just look 'em like heap.
Oh, I say, I just gave your horse a sample of my beer and he loved it.
Partner, are you plumb loco? You can't give beer to a horse.
Why not? He's off the wagon.
Well, I guess that wagon must have been a schooner. Injun gal, I love you. I'm mad about you, my little prairie flower.
Me like him, you too, mustache man. You want him to kiss him, Injun girl?
Reckon I do want him. Fuck her up, my little Injun. I'll collect later.
Oh, me like him now. Kiss him some more. Kiss him, an Injun.
Sounds like my engine's getting overheated. I hope I don't lose track of her.
Indian girl like you, want to marry with you, be your squaw.
Yep, and we'll have a lot of proposals. Never mind, we'll raise pigs. I love you, Indian girl. Kiss me some more.
Wait a minute. Look, I'm coming down the street.
Statham, that's in Illinois. This is Wisconsin.
It is my boyfriend, Black Louis. He is most odd man in Milwaukee. He kill everyone who makes friends with me.
Hey, get away from that engine, girl, or I'll plug you.
Hold on there. I'm G. Boone Marks. I'm a mighty tough hombre.
Well, I'm Black Leo. I'm a mighty tough hamburger myself.
Listen, Black Leo. What'd you do, put mustard on the hamburger? Listen, Black Leo, or Louie, whatever your name is, I love this here gal, too. Let's talk it over, man to man. Here, have a smoke.
Thanks.
Hatch?
Nah, no, sissy. I like my smokes with my gun.
Aren't you afraid you'll shoot your nose off?
Nah, not me. Oh, well, things didn't smell any too good around here anyway.
I say, would you like another glass of my beer?
Well, it's great beer, partner, but not now. There's trouble a-brewing.
In that case, I must be off. Well, ta-ta, tip-tip, cheerio, and number 10, Downing Street.
Not Downing Street, Downing Beer, isn't it?
Look here, Jeep. Look here, Jeep, Boone Marks. Nobody takes a girl away from Black Leo without getting massacred. At the last gunfight I was in, I got my man in both the hand and the foot with one bullet.
Now, how could you do that?
He was putting his socks on at the time.
Please do not fight over me. Indian girl does not want man to die because of her.
They don't care. I'm a shooting.
And I am a shooting.
No, no. Stop. Stop.
Don't try to stop us, Indian girl. We're a shooting.
So go ahead and shoot.
Okay, I'm a shooting $2.
I got you covered.
And I... Yes, and I got you covered.
But what about Indian girl?
You got a blanket. Go cover yourself.
Before we get together on a song, I'd like to remind all our neighbors that there are just 2 days left before the close of the $50,000 Pabst Post-War Employment Awards competition. As many of you know, the Pabst Awards have been established in observance of the 100th anniversary of the founding of our business, which we are celebrating tonight. And they are offered for the best and most practical plans for solving the broad problems of post-war employment in the United States. Thousands of entries have already been received, and additional contestants all over the country are putting the finishing touches on their manuscripts before mailing them to the awards committee. All entries must be postmarked not later than midnight on February 7th, the day after tomorrow. and must comply with the official rules by which all contestants will be bound. And so, to all those contestants who have already sent in their post-war employment plans, and to those whose entries will be sent in before the contest deadline, our sincere thanks for helping us in our endeavor to make a real and permanent contribution toward a better post-war America through the PEPS Post-War Employment Award. Well, getting back to Blue Ribbon Town, a couple of months ago we introduced an original song on this program which our neighbors showered with praise. And we're very happy to tell you that the song is just being published, and our entire gang is standing by to sing it for you now.
If the waiter in a cafe doesn't bring a thing you order,
don't forget there's a war going on.
If your wife, he rents the guest room to a most unwelcome boarder,
don't forget there's a war going on.
If your favorite manicure is just a time to do one hand, and whenever you buy spinach, they keep putting in more sand, and the streetcars are so crowded, even men are forced to stand.
Don't forget there's a war going on.
If you're slightly short of gasoline and can't go very far,
don't forget there's a war going on.
And you're paying now for herring what you paid for caviar,
don't forget there's a war going on.
If all the girls with whom you used to bill and coo and pet have joined the spas, the wax and waves, and so the one you get was chosen Miss America when General Grant was a cadet,
don't forget there's a war going on.
If you're beefing at conditions and you feel inclined to hoard,
don't forget there's a war going on.
And you made a few false statements to the local racing board,
don't forget there's a war going on.
As our boys go off to foreign lands to fight courageously,
let's keep helping them rid nations from the bonds of slavery.
Keep on buying bonds for freedom till the final victory.
Keep on backing the attack.
Groucho, isn't it nice to be back in 1944?
Well, engine girl, I kind of wish we'd have stayed in 1844 a little longer.
Longer?
Yes, at least until after March 15th. There were no income tax blanks to try to figure out in them our days.
Well, it's been a lot of fun helping you celebrate Pops' 100th anniversary, Groucho.
Enjoyed having you, Gene, and don't forget you're going to be with us at Fort Sheridan.
Oh, I won't forget, and I'm looking forward to it,
too. And you're also going to be with us when we broadcast from Peoria next Saturday in celebration of Pops' 100th anniversary.
But, Groucho, didn't we just finish celebrating Pops' 100th anniversary?
Not quite. You see, 100th anniversary means you keep celebrating for 100 years.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'd better go home now and get some beauty sleep. I don't want people telling me I look like an old hag in 2044.
There's not much chance, Jeannie, my queenie. Good night, neighbors, and good night, everybody.
Good night.
Well, don't forget, next week, Groucho Marx and Company's lovely Gene Tierney, again as our guest, will be coming at you from Peoria, Illinois. So help us celebrate, and come on down.
Visit the Naked Gourd program at nakedgourd.org for more Groucho Marx. The Naked Gourd program, Excite Web Portal says comic irony abounds during this kitchen-inspired show. www.nakedgourd.org.
Visit the Naked Gourd program at nakedgourd.org for more Groucho Marx. The Naked Gourd program, Excite Web Portal says comic irony abounds during this kitchen-inspired show.
www.nakedgourd.org.